Hello, and welcome to The Green Card with me, Katie Green. This week, I'm speaking to the hilarious, amazing Luke Chilton.
What's up, motherfuckers?
And we were talking about crushes, and I am so excited for you guys to hear this. If you liked it, please comment, like, subscribe, do all of the fun things. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, welcome back to the pod.
You were like, that's interesting, and then you changed the subject.
Yeah, I have. When I listen to myself now, I'm like, oh, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Luke Chilton, welcome back to the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is a bit of an emergency episode, what we're talking about. We're talking about having crushes.
Yes, I'd say that's an emergency.
We had this conversation yesterday on the phone.
So you have a crush specifically.
Yes, but we should have just recorded that.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do it all over again.
Yeah, and that conversation was stale anyway. I don't know how you felt about it. It's like trying to reheat stale bread.
Wait, is that really what you felt about the conversation?
Nah, I had a
great time.
An
hour and a half long conversation?
Nah, it was gossip. I fucking love gossip.
Oh, God. Was it gossip? I guess.
It was. A crush is obviously gossip.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody.
That's all fucking gossip is.
I've been telling everybody. But
really? Now I feel offended because I thought I was special.
I mean, at work.
But you told everyone at work.
I told everyone at work today.
You told everyone who we work with.
No.
Okay, that's good. Then I feel special. Because I was going to be like, I felt bonded to you for you being vulnerable and revealing that to me. And then I was like, if I found out you were just whoring that out to everyone, I'm just like,
But you know what it is? I think it's because the last situationship I was in, it was very secretive.
Yes.
And so I feel like it's actually really nice to be able to share with my close friends what I feel about somebody,
Even if you're not sharing it with that person specifically.
Exactly.
And now you're sharing it with...
With the world. I'm sharing it with... But I feel like it's like... Because I feel like that's just how I am. I've always been like... I've always told people who I liked.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
What, you're just like, I fancy you, let's go.
Oh, wait, not them. No, but I've always told other people that I liked somebody.
You know what I mean? I see. Yeah.
Like, are you a secretive crush person?
Yeah. I fancy everyone.
Yeah?
Really bad. Yeah.
Because there's different levels of fancying, isn't there?
Yeah.
And that's what I don't really understand.
Okay.
Right, because, like, sometimes I'm like, do I just like the idea of them?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have those crushes?
Yeah, sometimes I'm bored, so I'm like, yeah, I'll just start.
Yeah, okay. Let's walk through your last crush. Or do you have a few going on at the same time, or what's the vibe?
No, I often have a few going on at the same time. But I don't know if it's like actually, in my case, I don't know if it's a crush or I'm just horny.
Okay, so is yours like you want to fuck?
Yeah, but also like chat as well.
Okay.
I don't like emotionless fucking. I don't think that's fun. You know, then I feel like I want to spoon afterwards and like chat. Also, that's when the chat's the best.
Yes.
After you both come.
Yes.
Because they always come.
I feel like I told you that I've gotten more Latina followers and you're like, they always come.
Well, they don't understand that.
No, I just, you wanted to go on the podcast again.
Yeah.
I always make women come.
Yeah, I do.
All
especially
the
Latina,
time.
Hot Latina women.
Hello.
Si quieres un orgasmo, soy el chico para ti.
Oh yeah, this is great.
Ay caramba. Is that good? Will Latinos find my accent sexy? Or Latinas find my accent sexy?
You know what? I think everyone's got a different taste. Because sometimes it's like...
That's normally what people say when they mean no.
Yeah.
That's like when they're like, well, there's someone for everyone. It's not true, is it? It's not true. What you're saying is I'm either someone's fetish of an incredibly niche person... Or just ubiquitous no.
No, it, like...
Otherwise, you'd be like, yes.
No, I think some people find it attractive to somebody learning. Do you know? Or someone like trying to speak the language. Do you know what I mean?
What? No.
Like...
Someone finds it attractive me learning.
Yeah, or like, yeah, you like having the ambition to want to speak another language. That's their own language. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that's attractive in itself of someone being like...
Studious.
Yes, but also like I want to learn for...
Soy muy studious.
Yeah, there we go.
Estudiante mucho.
Yeah. Okay, so you have crushes on different people at the same time.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
And
I think I'm quite
people,
on and off.
Okay, so you sometimes cook cookies because I get the ick pretty easily with people.
Really?
Because I do the same. I crush on people. I'm always like, there's certain people where like I joke around with my friends, but I'm like, well, if maybe if they asked, then maybe I would be serious. Mm. Like, there's one person specific that I think that I always joke about with my friends.
Who's that?
The thing is, I want to tell you, this, but I also want to minimize my editing.
Well, okay, well, tell me.
Okay, but that's the kind of crush where I don't actually, I would never act on it. But
I mean, imagination is generally better than the actual act, right?
I don't know.
I mean, in my imagination, I imagine myself better than I am.
Okay, same.
Like,
have you ever gotten with somebody that was like your dream crush and then it was like meh? Or have you ever gotten with somebody who was like your dream crush and it was like, oh my god?
No, in school I remember I ended up with a girl I had the hugest crush on. We ended up going out for like 9 months and it was just, I just enjoyed it. It was just good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've had one where it's been like, oh yeah, and then, but there's normally like chemistry there if you've got that kind of like.
But do you think having a crush is like bad? Or like, do you think it's like, what I'm worried about.
What puritanical church did you grow up in? Do you ever have sinful emotions towards members of the opposite sex?
Yeah, those need to be gone.
That's your Christianity fucking shit.
But you know what I do find with crushes now? The internet. Dangerous place.
What do you mean?
I just scroll. I Google and scroll.
What? Like you find your crush and just look at pictures of them again and again and again?
YouTube is bad. There's so much information on YouTube.
You just watch them doing their set. Have you ever fapped off to someone doing their comedy set?
No, but I...
It's like, he's so funny. Oh my God.
No, but I have...
I love this joke.
I will admit. Wait, no, I haven't done that.
Yeah.
I've never faffed off, but I have propped my iPad up to make it feel like we're in bed together, and I'm going to cut that out.
You're keeping that in. You mean like a photo? Do you like blow up a photo of their face so that it's sort of roughly the same size, and then and then you arrange the pillows in a way so that you can spoon? You're fucking kidding. That is way worse than masturbating to someone. No. Why don't you just wank over their memory like a normal person?
Well, it was like, it was.
Would you actually question? Yeah. We'll go back to that. Okay. There's a lot of psychology in that.
Yeah.
That we should talk about before you're in loads of trouble.
Okay.
So would you be offended if because I heard some celebrity who had done lots of like nudie scenes. She was like an actress. She'd done lots of nudie scenes, and someone was like, "How do you feel about being so sexy and all these people?" And she was like, "Well, I'd be horrified if someone was like wanking over these scenes because they're like, you know, a character and driven and like I'm upset that they would see it just in that way and not in the character." Would you be upset if someone was like, if you caught someone wanking over like your Instagram photos?
Absolutely not.
You'd like it.
I love figuring out if somebody has masturbated to a photo of me. And I love seeing which one. I love it. The last guy I was seeing, he would tell me which photos. And I'd be like, that photo?
Really?
Really? Yeah, I'd be so happy. I'd be like, so.
What did he say?
No, they'd just be like obscure.
They like bland ones.
Like one with me at the Coliseum. I was like.
The Coliseum?
Yeah.
Like just walking around like sightseeing.
Gives me a picture of me in Rome. And I'm like, that's what gets you.
You turn on that music like, bam, 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 bam. That's interesting because that's how I think I would feel. Like my ego would go through the roof if someone was like, I was wanking over like any photo, I wouldn't care. But I didn't know if that was like maybe a male thing.
No, I find that so. I don't know what other females think, but I find it so flattering when I find out that it's like no matter. I feel like also no matter who it is, like that guy was like was. I was seeing him. So,
yeah.
But I feel like if I found out that some guy on the street was like, oh my God,
homeless
I've been,
dude.
Yeah, I'd be like, really?
What do you like about me?
Yeah, like, wait, so what was it about me in Rome? Please walk me through your vision. Were we like fucking in the Colosseum or? Yeah, I find that really, especially because like, I think as a girl, I think that some pictures I post are like, I'm like, those are the ones where people, guys would like.
Yeah.
And then someone being like, oh, this one got me off. And it was like, yeah, that was just me on holiday.
Yeah, yeah. But I think this is something that a lot of like women miss about guys. Because I think obviously there is pressure from guys for women to look a certain way.
Right.
But like, I think most of it comes from other women.
Right.
And like most men, so I think, are like, they'll be pretty pleased with you being like, yeah, natural more than like anything else.
Yeah.
Like I always think like the fittest time to me is like if I've been seeing a girl, normally if she's just wearing tracksuits and a t-shirt, I'm like,
oh, ugh. Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why, but it's just like hot.
Oh, wow.
And when they're done up, it sometimes feels a bit too like, it's like, it feels fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like not intimate. And also like if they're wearing loads of makeup, then they're like, don't kiss me. Because you're going to ruin my face.
Oh,
and I'm like, well,
right.
That's fucking annoying, isn't right. it? What a waste of time that is. Okay, anyway, so you've got a crush. You think crushes are bad.
Well, I think it's like, it makes me worried because I'm like, I feel like it's so much buildup.
Okay.
Because this crush has been different.
Oh.
I haven't had a crush like this in a very long time.
Oh.
Because the last guy I was seeing, because everything was so secretive, I couldn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
And that's part of the fun of a crush.
Yeah.
Whereas,
yeah,
like, with this one, it feels like, well, I mean, I'm, you know,
gonna sing it from the hills.
Have you ever been so attracted to somebody because of their work?
What, like they're a really good accountant or something?
Or anything that they're really good at? Does like being...
I don't know. I had a girlfriend who was super smart. I like that.
That's so attractive.
She like smashed uni and I
that's
a big old boner for it.
That's so attractive.
She knew shit. It was I was like, yeah, I like that.
I love that.
I was like, I think she's way smarter than me.
Sign me up for that.
Into that hard.
But kissing stresses me out.
What? Why?
Yeah, it stresses me
Kissing's
out.
Great.
I get so paranoid. I get so in my head. I'm like, oh my God, what if I'm not good at this?
Really?
I get so
in my head. What specific bit?
Well, I never was worried about kissing before. Yeah. I always was like, I always felt like I was a confident kisser.
Yeah.
The last guy I was seeing, I felt like it wasn't good chemistry kissing. And then he said he kind of like blamed it on me. But I was like, but I've never liked how you've kissed.
Oh, interesting. I've had that dynamic once with someone. And it shook me up. I mean, I'm sure there's people in the past who I've been like, yeah, that was like such great kissing. And they're like, what the fuck is he doing?
But
I think that's a dynamic thing.
But does it make you paranoid, though? Because it made me paranoid.
Yeah, it did when
going
I was...
Going into, like, it makes me scared to kiss.
But I think kissing, like, the same with sex. I think it's like a dynamic. It's not like, you can't be good or bad at it. Unless, like, I don't know, you're trying to kiss their lips and you're, like, tonguing their eyeball. Like, there's basics.
Yeah,
but, like,
you think so? But
yeah,
I think certain people are better at kissing.
With you, they might be, but someone else would be like, I don't like that. Because, like, people I've spoken to, some people, like, I don't know, people like different stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, some people like sensual stuff, and they might only like sensual stuff with that specific person that they like that with. And then with someone else, they like sort of aggressive, rough. Like, your emotional stuff
right.
around the relationship is also going to impact what kind of sex you like with that person,
right?
And I think that stuff's just like is whether you hit it off or not.
Yeah.
Especially if the whole thing's because you're worried about your kissing.
Yeah. That's, well, you don't want to admit it. You don't want to be like,
no, but you should, because otherwise they're going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I don't want to admit it, because then that puts in their mind that you're a bad kisser.
No, that's, you just need to trust that you're
and
a
also
kisser.
Like, nobody wants, the thing is, what ruins my going forward with people is me being like, I'm not confident. And nobody wants a guy who's not confident. Nobody wants a girl who's not confident.
What?
Yeah.
Sure, plot twist. No, I agree. Confidence is like sexy, but it's not the only trait that's sexy.
I feel like I feel like you don't want someone to admit that they're not confident before you're about to do something, right?
No, I think that depends. I think that a bit. Sometimes being vulnerable, I think, is like actually kind of endearing, because then you're like, oh, they've just told me. Because also, that's not like, that isn't low confidence necessarily. Just being like, look, I have this thing and I'm in my head about it. And that's just communication.
Oh.
That's what I think. That's like, you have not ever had that thing where it's like, I don't know, you know, sometimes you get in your head when you're having sex with someone.
Yeah.
And then you just need a minute to be like, look, I'm in my head. We need to reset. So we need to stop for like 20 minutes or something and get back into it. Because if you're not in the moment, it's like, sex is horrible.
The beginning stages of a relationship really stress, or like beginning stage of, I'm in a relationship now. I'm crazy. This is great.
Well, everyone's crazy when they got a crush.
I don't like how it takes up my mind because I feel stupid. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm like, ugh, what a waste of brain space, because I go crazy. Like I'm like at work, like smiling, like, oh my God. And I'm like texting people like, is he going to text me back? Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm so stressed out.
That's kind of cute. No?
Is it though? I just feel like it's not. I just feel like,
it's cute.
And what I'm worried about, if they start liking, if I know that they like me, then I'm gonna be like, I pull back because I get scared.
Yeah, I do that as well.
I get scared. Do you get scared?
Or I get so scared.
What scares you?
I don't know. Probably some sort of abandonment or something.
Yeah, the unknown. But
like, yeah, maybe unknown. I don't know. I tend to get in short relationships and cut them off really quick.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? But
I'm also like, I don't know. I think I'm also like a really good boyfriend for like 6 months and then I like pull away. And I don't know if it's like, it's either I'm failing to communicate what I need and I'm worried if I'm honest, they'll leave or something because they'll see the real me or something. And maybe that's what a psychiatrist would say, I think.
Okay.
I might not be that. I might just have gone out with the wrong people.
Right. That makes
sense. Which I prefer that one.
Yeah.
Because then I don't need to do any work.
Yeah. So what do I do about this crush? What do you?
I think you should just go snog him.
I can't do that. I'm worried I'm not cool enough for him.
Yeah, but you think that about everyone. You got
you're right.
You got like a high school mindset.
Yeah. You know what also stresses me out? It's like when you like somebody, it's nice being in this moment. When you're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of exciting, right?
Yeah, it is quite exciting.
It's like that same feeling before you go on stage. You're like nervous, but like pumped at the same time.
Yes,
you're
and like, and like excited to be there. Fidget, and like da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then, but then it gets a bit, when it gets real, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then I overthink. When we've hung out, I'm like always overthinking. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I'm saying the right thing.
I hate this about fancying someone actually. Cause like, I don't know. So I have a similar thing where I become like the worst version of myself.
Right.
If I'm around someone I fancy.
Right.
And I haven't told them. And I'm like, why would your body do that to you? Surely like from like a genetic sort of evolutionary thing, like you wouldn't, you would become your best version. Do you know what I mean? Like suddenly your hair would be amazing or like your muscles would pump up.
Right.
But like I'm always just like sweaty hands.
Yeah.
I'll just be like, oh, I agree with everything you say.
Yeah. Oh,
you're so good. Oh, everything you say is correct. Please.
I laugh.
Fuck me, maybe. Like it becomes so desperate and like pathetic. That I'm like, this isn't me.
Yeah. I laugh at everything they say.
Yeah. And then I don't think I actually get with people I have a crush on before because it's impossible. Those people will not find me attractive.
What do you mean? You don't get with people that you have a crush on before?
So like if I become conscious that I have a crush on someone, it's over.
Right.
Because I can't be myself around them. It's why I'm shit on dates. Because it's like, well, there's intention there. So I can't just chill out and be like myself. You know?
So then what happens? So then you date people that you don't really like and then it just kind of evolves?
I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Most people I got with have been like friends with first. And then it's just like happened at some point. So I don't know if that's either that's me and I have fancied them and then like friendship has just worn them down over years, which I don't like the sound of that because that sounds like passively predatory. But
well, this is interesting about friendship because it's like it makes sense though in a way because you feel comfortable with that person already.
Mm. And like, also you don't go in with the same
like kind of
ulterior motive. You don't put them in the category of like, this is partner or sex person, whatever it is.
Your guard is more down and you can be yourself and then it kind of evolves. I feel like that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Sounds
good.
Better than like, oh my God. Like that's just, every time I see him, I'm like,
does that work for you?
No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work at all.
I'm like a velociraptor.
I say stupid shit and I overthink it. Yeah, oh my God. Yeah. I am overthinking so many things about the last interaction we had. Cause I'm like, oh my God, first of all, I was like woman-splaining.
Woman-splaining?
I was like.
What does that mean?
I was just like made things up.
I do this all the fucking time.
I made it up and I'm like, yeah, that's there. Yeah, that's yeah. And he would like ask a question.
It's like, yeah, my family's Indian too. Whatever you say. Okay, that's incredibly easy to verify that it's not true. I guess we'll never date again. Bye.
No, he was like, because he's like, not from here, but I'm also not from here. He's like, what's that building? And I'm like, that must be the
like, that's Big Ben. Like, must that's, be Big that's Ben. That's a Five Guys. It's Big Ben. Anyway.
Don't you know? Obviously.
Let's go on a tour. Here's my house.
Yeah. And when we got in the
elevator. Buckingham Palace, I think. No, I live here.
When we got in the elevator, I kept on pressing the wrong button. And someone was like, and I was like, da 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 da. And then someone was like, where are you going? And I was like, I know where I'm going. Da 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 da. And I'm like, that's so weird. The button's not working. That's so weird. And the guy was like, and I was like, oh.
What button were you pressing?
I was like, it was meant, there was one disabled button because for a reason.
It's just a button.
It was just a button. It was the wrong floor that wasn't like, it's not used.
It was a disabled button.
It just wasn't like, you couldn't press it.
Oh, you mean like not you? I thought you meant it was like a disabled button. Like, yeah, I don't know, you press this if you're disabled.
Yeah.
I was like, surely the lift works the same for everyone. So you press that button, a little like spring just launches you out of the lift. Not for you, sorry. This is an ableist lift.
Yeah, and so I feel like I say stupid shit. I'm like, and then I overthink it. I'm like, God, he thinks I'm an idiot because I explained, or like the with the building. I'm like, I should know. Like, I'm like a stupid.
He's gonna know. I don't know cool facts.
Yeah, I'm like, I should know.
Cool guys like girls with cool facts.
They do.
You read up on some trivia.
They do. Well, that's what I feel like I do have.
Just going to smash out university challenge.
It does feel like you should have cool facts when you're when you're hanging out with a cool guy.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't know enough.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like I laugh at everything and I'm like.
Oh, I think that's good. I like it when people laugh
is
at
it,
stuff.
I don't think it
not everything. One of my best friends from school laughs at everything and he makes me feel so funny. Sometimes it makes someone seem stupid.
If they're laughing all the time?
They love it every time. You don't know why you're laughing. You're just laughing for the sake of it.
Yeah, and also a lot of the times I can't hear people. Sometimes people speak soft.
Yeah.
And especially with different accents.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't get everything.
Also, this person has a different accent.
Different accent.
Oh, I wonder who this could be.
My dream accent.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you liked the British accent.
Well, I thought I did too.
Oh, switch now.
Switch up.
You should fuck him.
Well, the thing is.
You don't have to kiss him if that's what you're worried about.
Oh, but no, so I am worried about that part too.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You worry about everything.
Everything.
Yeah, you need to chill out.
Everything.
You just do it without thinking. And then,
how do you do that?
I don't know. Just set yourself to stupid mode.
God, I overthink.
Then you get real regret. You're like, why did I do that? Oh, no.
Have you regretted anything of recent?
Have I regretted anything?
Of recent.
No, I've been such a good, wait.
Have you?
I don't know. I have a bad memory in general.
Okay.
Which is actually a blessing.
Right.
I think. Because then.
Do you like block things out of your head?
Yes. I guess I can't answer that question. Well, because if I do, I won't know.
Do you like act? Because sometimes when I do things, I'm like, you know what? Nope. Never happened.
Oh, I can think of one thing that was really embarrassing.
What was it?
There was like my friend's friend. Mm-hmm. Came to a rave with us when we were like, must have been like 19 or something. And she was like super, super hot.
Yeah.
Like intimidatingly hot. So like, I actually kind of felt a bit bad for her because everyone who talks to her must just talk to her like an idiot. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
She's beautiful. Anyway, all my guy friends were like, really like, hey, like, what do you do? And like, literally there was like four of them around her just like, hey, what do you do? Oh, we like that too. Like, so I was okay. Like, okay, well, I'm not talking to this girl, I'm giving her space, whatever.
Right.
There's no point. And like, I think it's too much. Anyway, we then went to a rave. So I didn't speak to her at all.
Okay.
Right. And then we went to a rave and we were taking like MDMA or whatever, and we were like dancing. And anyway, she saw me and was like, "Oh, come over here," and like did this gesture and sort of like leant towards me, and I kissed her, and then she was like, "Did you just kiss me?" And I was like, "Yeah, I thought you wanted to kiss me." And she was like, "No, I was trying to whisper in your ear to ask if you'd seen like my friend." And I was like, "Oh, I'm really sorry. I thought you kissed me." She was like, "Why would I want to kiss you? I haven't even spoken to you." And I was like, "Maybe you just thought I was really hot." Because I was like, "I think you're really hot, so I'd like to kiss you." And then she was like, "No, that's kind of a sweet thing to say, but no." And I was like, "Okay."
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And that was, yeah.
Okay.
That was that.
That's that. So you've tried to block that out.
Yeah, but yeah. I remember it quite vividly.
Yeah.
And I was like, there you go.
Fuck, that's brutal.
It's humiliating, yeah.
That's
I genuinely thought she wanted to kiss me.
Oh my God. But you can blame on the drugs, no?
I mean, probably. But she like did that thing, you know, when you look at someone's lips?
Yeah.
Have you ever played that game to make someone uncomfortable? You look at their lips and they're like, they think you're going to kiss them.
Oh.
I do it to my guy friend a lot. It's fun.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Because they won't necessarily, it's like an unconscious thing. So if you do it consciously, they will be like, "I feel uncomfortable, but I don't know why."
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Oh, my God. You know what?
You're number two. Do you want to call it a day and just go to sleep?
But no, I have to get to Manchester.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No.
You don't want to go to bed with a photo of your crush on your iPad. Good night, Mr. Husband.
That is way worse, huh? It's worse than...
Doesn't
everyone do that? No? No.
I don't know. Do your crushes feel the same as when you were young?
Yeah.
Really?
But like when I was young, I was... No. These feel like... Because what I don't like is it feels like God created crushes to... stop women from progressing in society because it has fucking ruined. It has ruined. Like, I'm like,
blaming the glass ceiling on God?
Yeah.
That is some sacrilegious. You're going to hell.
But it feels like it's like I'm clouded. Like, it feels like I'm being, like, when I have a crush, I'm like, well, yeah. I'm so susceptible to a cult. Because everything's like misty.
Yeah, you're not thinking straight anymore.
No, I'm like, like, it feels like I'm being taken over. Like, I'm just like, oh, wow. Like,
okay, I feel that way about horniness.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, not crushes.
Oh.
Horniness, I'm genuinely like, I'm so annoyed that I feel this way. Okay, here's the thing. On the way, like, in summertime, I think I fancy everyone. It's because everyone's wearing bikinis.
And
I'm an idiot. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good... Yeah,
and I hate that, and I can't control that.
Oh.
And, I mean, I can control it in the sense of, like, I'm not going to act on it. But, like, I'm literally like, oh, I like so-and-so. And I'm like, she's wearing a bikini. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh.
I actually... And then I can't actually judge what their personality's like fairly... Do you know, like, the looks and stuff really, like, fucks me up. And I'm better at it now, but, like, it's still, like, I don't know, I'll just be like, I go down by about 50 IQ points.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel, but with a crush.
No.
I don't really feel like that. I think I suppress horniness.
Yeah.
I think I put it, like, it goes just all the way down there.
Yeah. No, I think my horniness is, like, the elevated.
Oh, wow. Thing.
And then the emotional stuff's, like, secondary. Which I don't think is healthy. You want it. Sort
of, you want it kind of.
But yeah.
Right.
That's why I'm worried I'm going to end up with like a trophy wife or something.
Well, I'm worried I'm going to end up with somebody that I'm not like actually like I'm because I feel it's the other way for me. I feel
you're
like I'm like.
Really like them.
I really, really like
be
them.
Be a virgin for the rest of your
life. Yeah. But I feel like I'm like, I could, that could be fine. Like I'd be like, fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
that's like, sometimes what I think about my partner the other way around. I'm like, maybe if I just had a really hot wife who wanted to have sex with me all the time, and then emotionally I can just get that from my friends and stuff.
Oh yeah.
But that's what like my caveman brain thinks. But whenever I've said that to people, they've been real judgy about it.
You think so?
Yeah, they're like, what, you just think of women as a slab of meat? And I'm like, no, but I don't know. Well, no, because like I've got women friends.
If you are like,
you know what I
mean? Emotionally attracted to somebody, does that make you more physically attracted to them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like a bonus.
It's really hard to get the emotional attraction.
No, I definitely, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's difficult. Because I can have an emotional attraction to like my friends. I'm like, I feel such strong affection.
Right.
But I'm not like, I want to fuck them. And then right. There's people where I'm like, that person's a fucking idiot. But, oh man, like, I really want them in my bed. And like, even people I'm like, I don't even respect that person, but I need them.
Oh, really?
And that's like the real, that one's really annoying.
Yeah, I don't.
I feel conflict. I'm like, ugh, what's wrong with me?
I don't like how men have that because I don't find that. I find
I do think it's most men as well. That's when you get those like creepy guys who deny that feeling.
Yeah.
I'm normally suspicious of them.
Yeah.
But maybe they don't have it because I'm not in their brain. But like, for me, it's definitely a thing. And it's not one I talk about much.
Right.
Because it does make you look like a prick. But it's how I actually feel.
What do you think that is though?
I don't know, hormones and shit. Probably like.
But what makes you want to fuck somebody that you're not, like, that you don't respect? And like, what don't you respect about? You don't respect their views? You don't respect.
Maybe. Yeah. Or like, I just don't think they're like a good person. Or like, I think they're dumb. Or I'm like, fuck, they could fuck up my life. So like, you know, like you actually meet somebody who's like crazy. And you're like, yeah. Or like, likes playing mind games and is kind of like super insecure or something. I can still be like, I can see all of that and I'm like, I should not go there.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me like wants to go there so bad. And part of that is also hot.
Right. I don't
that
get that.
Being like, that person could ruin my life.
I don't get that often.
Yeah.
I guess because like I maybe like, I don't know. Mm. There's only a handful of people that I think I'm like, I would.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I get that and then I'm like, oh, I wouldn't because of like work or because of whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I don't actually think I would enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
It's like better as a fantasy. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I fantasize a lot.
Do you ever think some of it's like, what do you think about like the evolutionary argument about all that sort of stuff? Do you buy into that or you think that's bullshit?
Well, that's the thing. I'm actually not sure because if I'm like have an urge to sleep with somebody, then does that mean that they're my body is like, oh, you could reproduce with that person?
Because that's what I think. Because I mean, that makes sense why guys generally want to sleep around more, right? Because they say it's like,
right.
You can have loads and loads of kids. Like, right. There's no cost to me, like, getting everyone pregnant.
Yeah.
Whereas you getting pregnant from a dipshit.
Yeah.
Is like, well, now I'm a year out the game and I've got to have this shit kid now.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, I can just have. I can have
everywhere.
So many kids.
Yeah.
All low quality. But like, I can have like 1,000. I can have as many as I want.
Yeah. God. I think the evolutionary aspect of it is a bit difficult. And also how much of it is societal constructs.
Yeah. Because you find people attractive because of social.
Right.
That's what status is.
Yeah.
Right? It's just like society's been.
Exactly. Because there's loads of people where I find them attractive, but I feel like society doesn't want me to find them attractive.
And then does that make you unattracted to them?
It makes, in some senses, yes.
Yeah.
But then I'm also, I feel like I really like certain things about people.
Mm.
It's really weird. Mm. I think it's a really weird thing because I do think there's a lot of pressure, like, from family or from friends about, like, oh, like, you like him? Or, like, you like,
yeah.
Or, like, oh, no, you should be with someone, like, I remember I told someone that in the very beginning, I was like, oh, my God, I really like this, my crush, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, really? And then she's like, I just picture you with someone else. But I was like who? And she was like, Ryan Reynolds? And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's
what the fuck?
Such a dumb thing. That's such a dumb thing to say.
Of course. Well, of course, we all picture myself.
Everyone wants fucking Ryan Reynolds.
Where the fuck am I going to get Ryan Reynolds? Ryan Reynolds is not as funny. Do you feel like you're pressure from society to like feel attracted to the same things that are...
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, well, part of me feels like there's not an... I feel pressure to be like, choose the right person.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're like... They're like, you've got to love them and they've got to be everything. Like, I really like Hollywood's
yes.
stuff, which is bullshit, right? Like, you have to settle at some point. There isn't a perfect one. There's
I don't know.
Yeah, but you're in love with this guy, so you're not thinking straight. And you've admitted you're thinking. Your thinking is clouded by whatever fucking
I think it's
crush
romance.
Hormones are running
I
through
think
your brain.
It's Hollywood.
But I'm like, no, that Hollywood thing's only been around for like halfway through our parents' generation, right? It's so new.
Okay.
It never existed before then.
Right.
It's like, and it's all just talking about the honeymoon phase.
Right.
And that's it. And it's like every movie ends on the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's not what a relationship is. Relationships, like, they just keep fucking going.
Yeah.
And really you're just like, oh, whatever, let's just keep going or let's not.
Right.
And it becomes like, you know, and you got to have those conversations, yeah, right, for a healthy relationship. Like,
right.
Every relationship I know that's like long, at some point they've just sat down and been like, I need X, Y, Z. And they're like, cool, well, I'll give you X, Y if you give me Q, Y, X, and then we'll call that.
Okay.
Like, it's negotiation. Yeah. But that's why, like,
negotiation
But part of me is like, maybe I'd like an arranged marriage.
I think about that too sometimes. Yeah. I feel like my mom has a pretty solid idea.
Yeah. Because I don't know what I want. I mean, yeah, like I just said, it's like, I'm just like, I'd shag people I don't respect or I think,
yeah,
are bad because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
So someone else should decide for me. Because also, like, imagine trying to get a job and you were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to hire them because they turn me off.
Right.
Like, they'd be like, no, you're not thinking straight. That's illegal.
Yeah.
Should be the same with your relationship.
I think, yeah, like, my mom, like, sifted through my my birthday party. She, like, sifted through. And she was like, him? You liked him? Like,
what were the ranking?
She, well,
who
there
did
was,
she like?
There
she
was a few
like?
People where she was like,
what, like, actually disgusted.
Yeah, she was like, that's who you were all fussed about? Like, that's who you were stressed out about?
What did she think of me?
She liked you. She liked you.
Like, top three quarters?
You're up there.
Well, that's made my day.
Yeah.
But who was down there?
There were a few people who were down there.
Oh, you can tell me off air.
Off air. I'll tell you off air.
And then if they get famous, we got to do
yeah, and then we'll, do another ep. Wow, this is great. So, do you have a crush right now?
Nah, not properly.
No, because sometimes I tell people I have a crush and they're like, I want a crush.
Yeah, I go in phases. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I also have a bad habit of going through my, like, you know, when you have like a book of people you used to sort of casually see.
Yes.
And then I'm like, hey, what you doing?
I fixate on that because sometimes I'm like, I think about certain people that I've met and I'm like, oh, it'd be really cute if that worked out.
Yeah. 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 Because there's like real affection there. It's not just, yes, like, I want to fuck. It's also like, I feel comfortable with them.
Yes.
There is some sort of connection.
Yeah.
But then it's also like trying to work out of like you were saying, it's like, am I just doing this because I want something to happen now?
Well,
and I'm forcing it and really, and also like half the time they're like, I'm married. I've been married for 6 years. Why are you trying to? I'm like, oh yeah, sorry. Well, you know, you changed your mind. I just want you to know. I mean, most people get divorced, so I'm sure at some point you'll be back in the market. I just want you to know, I'm still here.
That's so funny.
I think I will mop up when the divorce starts.
Oh yeah.
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 I've always been people's like emergency backup.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that's a good place to be.
Well, maybe. I feel like I've always been people's secret, which is like. That's
I've always been people's shame.
Yeah, that's way worse.
Yeah, that's tough. That just once.
No, it's happened 3 times.
But I know people who fancy you.
Who?
But you don't fancy them.
Who?
Well, they've told you. You've already been through this.
Who?
They messaged you. It's just you don't fancy them, so it doesn't feel good. But people fancy you.
Well, one person fancies me.
No, other people too. But like,
they never message.
Yeah, but they're not people
you'd... I check daily.
Yeah, but they're not people you've... I know. They're not people you would find attractive. Not because they're unattractive. I just know that...
They're not funny. Or that I wouldn't find them attractive. Why?
Yeah, just so many reasons. I can't tell you because I'm not dobbing them in it.
Okay. Dog a minute.
But just know...
Dog a minute.
Just know there's people who like
you, so
it's fine.
I mean, would you have ever thought that I would have had a crush on the guy I currently have a crush on? Do you think that was foreseeable?
Not when I didn't know you, but I can see, yeah, I can get it now. I know you. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. you like that?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. I like being predictable. I don't like it being, I don't want people like, huh? You know?
But I think people have a different perception of you to what you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I change that?
What do you mean?
I don't like.
Why? I think you present as like hot American girl. And then all the stereotypes are just like, oh yeah, she likes cool. She's like really you know, confident and like whatever.
Yeah.
But actually, you're an insecure mess.
I'm so.
You're such a dork.
I am a dork. Yeah. Yeah.
But like in the best way. I like you more because you're like that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah. Well, that makes me feel special.
But I don't think that's how people perceive you till they know you.
All right. Well, they can perceive me like cool.
And then they're like, who's this hot American chick? And you're like, I love Disneyland. I'm going to go to Disneyland on my own. I'm a magical princess. Then you have pictures of you in a ball gown of yourself on the wall.
They don't know those things about you. Well, yeah. that's Leo season right there.
Leo season. Yeah. The star sign.
Leo, the star sign. Oh. That's very Leo-esque of like self-absorbed.
They're like Gryffindor.
Yeah. All right. What's coming to the end.
Okay.
We are already 136 in love because we've done these.
Holy shit.
Remember, now we're going to be 236. Get ready, Luke Chilton. Let's do it.
I'm ready.
Get ready to be cerebral. Yep. I'm going to cut that out.
You're trying a new word.
Yeah. This is a nice one to end on.
Go on.
For what in your life do you feel most grateful?
Oh, that's sweet. What do I feel most grateful for? Mm. I mean, being alive.
Right.
Most people are dead.
That's a lot of people are dead.
Life is just like maximum potential for shit to happen. But what am I? I'm lucky on the mum front, you know?
Yeah.
I have a really good mum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's like a therapist, but not like, you know, like people whose parents are actual therapists.
Right.
Normally like fuck their kids up because they're like, tell me everything you're thinking all the time. Like, right. Indulgent. My mom's kind of naturally therapist lady, but not actually a therapist.
Oh, so I love that.
Yeah. She's there for me, man.
I love that so much.
Yeah, it's good.
What a cute way to end. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, he is. He's single, and that's what he's plugging.
Bunny is cute.
Oh, yeah, bunnies are cute. I love this. I cannot wait to get up and have a camera I've not recorded the whole time.
Wait, what are you grateful for?
Oh, what am I grateful for?
Yeah.
I am grateful for, I'd say my family, having a strong family.
That's my one, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm grateful for my friends. I really do think I feel really blessed to have the people that I do in my life. And I think, you know, like having my quince was really important. And it felt special having you guys in my court, and it felt special having like friends willing to
dance for me.
Dance, but also like fulfill a dream. I think that helped me. That was a really big milestone for me to help everything come together, to have like my family be able to meet my life here.
Yeah.
And all my friends.
And then viciously your family judged.
Yeah.
All of your friends were like, you need to cut out that cancer. That's how I imagine your mom speaks.
Did you not speak to my mom?
I only spoke to your auntie very briefly.
Yeah.
I got very drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't remember a lot.
That's all right.
I might have.
That's all right.
I know I bought Elliot Steele a beer.
Did you?
And then I threw it on the floor by accident. I'm already bad. And I was like, I'm too poor to go and buy another one. I'm sorry.
Everyone was drunk. Yeah. Mm. I love that.
It was good.
So that's what I'm grateful for.
Oh, nice.
And I'm grateful for you, Luke Chilton.
Hey, I'm grateful for you too, Katie Green.
I love this for us.
Does it end now?
Goodbye.
Peace out, y'all.